Blog Talk Radio.
A party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you's going hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
That's right. Everybody knows what time it is, boys and girls. It's time to go hog wild. This is Chris Chadwick in the house tonight, ready to let the smoke roll live right here on BBQSuperstars.com, blogtalkradio.com. I am ready to have a barbecue show. I'm ready to talk it up. I'm ready to let the smoke roll. We're going to talk whatever you want to talk. We'd love to have some callers tonight, 347-202-0263. The barbecue number to call right now. It's on. It's time. Let's get something going on, guys. I'm telling you, I'm ready to talk just a little barbecue. I tell you, July is going to be a slow month as far as competitions. June has been a busy, busy month. Today has been a busy, busy day, let me tell you. I'll tell you what, it never stops. It keeps going, but we're going to take a little time out right now. We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to kick back. We're going to talk a little barbecue. I would love to have you call in, 347-202-0263. Call in. Don't be shy. Come on, call in, guys. Let's talk a little barbecue. I'm not going to run her 2 hours tonight. I'm not planning on it. I had just got in, just sat down, got the studio board up and running. Would love to talk a little cue with you. Let me get into the studio. We're going to get the chat room up. I don't know if anybody's listening, how many's listening, how many thousands are listening tonight, but we're going to rock it out. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to talk a little cue. We're going to talk some flavor profiles. As always, people say we always talk in barbecue. Well, yeah, this is a barbecue show. We can talk whatever else you want to talk, but I'm telling you, cue is where it's at. It's what we love to do. It's what we love to talk about. It's surely what we love to eat. And I want to talk chicken for a while tonight. I don't know if anybody wants to talk chicken with me. I don't want to talk turkey. I want to talk chicken. Tell you what, I want some opinions on chicken, flavor profiles, the form, how they look, how they go, how you put them in the box, that 9x9, how you put them in there. We'll talk a little. We'll go cover the grounds a little bit on chicken. Do you butter bath? Do you ride on the grate? Do you grill? Do you, what do you do? What do you turn in? Do you turn in legs? Do you turn in wings? Do you turn in thighs? Do you turn in thighs and breast? I mean, I've seen some boxes here lately. A lot of guys are doing breasts. And tell you what, the small window, small window, you got to have that right off the pit, ready to roll, ready to go into the turn-in box. To the turn-in, and that's not guaranteed they're going to get right on it. So our breast is pretty tricky. Would love to hear some opinions tonight, some styles and some ways. Some other guys are doing it. Guys, y'all don't have to give your secrets out. I know we all cook hard. We've cooked a long time. We've tried to learn everything we can. We'd love to help everybody, but we don't give it all away. Call in 347-202-0263. While we're talking, I'm trying to do some promoting for the show. Like I say, no promotion at all today. It's been busy, I'm telling you. So we're doing it now. And we're going to try to make it happen. I want to thank all my sponsors. I do. Without my sponsors, it would be much more challenging. I do appreciate all my sponsors that I have. These guys help me out tremendously, whether it's barbecue rubs to barbecue sauces, pellets to cook with, grills to cook on, charcoal to cook with, knives to prep my meat, cleaner to clean my pits, clean my tables, clean grease out of my clothes, clean barbecue sauce, cut barbecue sauce away. I'm telling you, whatever sponsor it is, I have to really be thankful for. I am thankful for. I greatly appreciate everybody that helps me, and I try to return the favor. I try to do it out just the very best way I can. Green Mountain Grills, if you're thinking about a pellet cooker, guys, I tell you there's a lot of different options out there, but I've used my Green Mountain Grill hard for way over a year now. It's never laid down, never failed me yet. Mine got tumped out of a trailer one time going down the road. I mean, they're tough. They're not thin. They're 13-gauge steel. They're 13-gauge thickness. They're not thin. They're not the thickest. They're not the thick quarter-inch thick steel, but they're not supposed to be. 13-gauge steel, they're built well. Where the grill is actually bent, made, formed, actually reinforces the structure even more. The auger system works great. The fan system is excellent. The temperature control is right on the money. GreenMountainGrills.com. If you can't find one, call me. Get in touch with me. I will hook you up. I will take care of you, guaranteed. Now, all you have to do, if you're thinking about getting a Green Mountain Grill, mention my name, promo code Chadwick, and that's worth a Green Mountain Grill grill cover. So that's all you have to do. Mention my name, Chadwick, and you will get a Green Mountain Grill cover. Absolutely no charge. Also, Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. One of my newest sponsors, got to give them a big shout-out. They take care of me. That Mean Green is a awesome cleaner. I use it every day, any kind of application. The cleaner and degreaser will cut grease. I can vouch for that. This morning, my wife goes, heads out to work. She calls me and she says, the air conditioner is quit and the radio's not working. Well, I tell her to turn around and come on home. Of course, the alternator went out. I get in it, get under it, get the alternator off, get grease from head to toe. Have to clean up before I go to town to get the new part. Mean Green cuts it off, cleans my arms, cleans my hands. It does the job. Mean Green cleaner and degreaser. You can get it at any Dollar General store across the nation. You know, I tell you, I've got so many sauces and rubs that are such good products, and you use them for different things at different competitions. Guys, you know, I personally don't use the same thing at every competition because different competitions, different areas have different flavor profiles. You can't do it the same every time. I don't do it. That might be a weak spot, a weakness for me, but I don't think it is. I've always managed to get a call or two, if not win the whole show. I have some great products, some great companies that sponsor me. Junior's Rub for Grub. You know, just talk about Junior S. Real quick, Junior has got a fantastic rub. Junior's Rub for Grub. Check him out on Facebook.com. Up in Smoke competition team. Junior Urias has some fantastic product. Also, Philip Lujan, TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Philip's got some fantastic flavors, several different rubs in stock. He has injections from beef to pork. He's got some phenomenal products, guys. You need to give him a try. You need to give him a shout. Philip Lujan, TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. Ted has got an extensive line of sauces and flavors right there out of Louisiana. He calls it, he's got the Cajun in him, and it's got the Cajun flavors. I mean, it's spot on. It is a fantastic chicken sauce for sure. I love it on my chicken ribs. You know, I use my own on pork. I use some others on pork. Sweet Smoke Q. Jim Elsner, he has got a fantastic product for pork. He's got a fantastic product for beef. Check him out, Sweet Smoke Q. Ted Daigle, Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. I'm telling you, these guys have got some spot-on flavors, and, you know, I'm just thankful to have them helping me out. They'll help you out. Get in touch with them, and they will hook you up. Also, get a 15% off on Daigle's, any order over $30. Mention my name, and you'll get a 15% off on the order. So I tell you, guys, they're giving me these product codes. Give them a shot. Try them out. I'm telling you, they've got some great product. I've got to give Best One Tire of Jackson, Tennessee, a big shout-out. I tell you what, they put me a new set of shoes on the pit not long ago, rolling down the Interstate 40, running 75, 85 mile an hour, and that pit just sitting there just as pretty as you please, ready to go a little faster. If you're close, if you're around West Tennessee, give Best One Tire a shot. Call them to your next blowout, and they will hook you up. Best One Tire of Jackson, Tennessee. You know, I'm thankful to have all my sponsors. Got to give Daryl Mast a big shout-out for Barbecue Superstars. He is the man behind all these shows every night of the week, whether it's Chris Former Monday night, Lori Frazee Tuesday night, Chris Chadwick Wednesday night, John Reeves Thursday night, Friday night, it's Lights, Friday Night Lights Live. It depends on who is going where. Lori Frazee does a lot of live remotes. I've done several live remotes. Sunday night, Lance Moore in the house, West Texas Pitmasters. Daryl Mast is behind all these radio shows. You've got Jennifer Campbell on the Barbecue Superstar Sports Network, the sistering network of Barbecue Superstars. You've got her on Thursday nights. You've got some other shows coming out on Thursday nights on the Barbecue Superstar Sport Network. So, guys, I mean, it just keeps on and on and on with information, with shows. They love to talk barbecue. I know I love to talk barbecue. I love to talk about you, your team, your event, your flavor profiles. I mean, you know, that's what this show's about. It's just plain and simple. Nothing else bad. You know, it's about you and the Q. And I don't know what it takes to get you to call in, participation, man. I'm working it hard. I'm trying to get y'all to call in. This show is all about cooking, competing, barbecuing, catering. If you want to go cater a little bit, whatever, you know, it's what it's about. And I don't know what else to do to try to get you involved. I know the convenience listening to it in archives, and I appreciate all you listening, all you listeners listening in on archives. Great numbers every week. I appreciate all of you listening in. You know, I've been doing this for over 2 years now, and I don't want to say we get in a rut sometimes, but, you know, it's real life. We get in a rut sometimes. And the show is very challenging and demanding, you know, and I love to talk to all my friends. I love to make new friends. I love to invite you to call into the show. It's real simple. Don't be shy. Don't be intimidated. You can't say anything wrong. You know, with exception, you just don't call in. Don't be no prank, you know, prank callers, guys. That's childish. We don't play all that. Call in. Have a good time. We'd love to have you. Love to talk some barbecue. Let me go to the studio and check and see what we've got. We've got some guests in on the chat room. Welcome, guys, to the chat room. Glad to have you. We've got some listeners. Just love to have some callers because we'd love to talk barbecue. We love to talk to cook. We love to talk flavor profiles, the way we roll with it, what we cook with, what we cook on. I mean, it's never-ending. It's endless conversation. The number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. I'm going to run her out for another 30, 40 minutes tonight. I'm going to cut her short because I still have a busy, active rest of the evening going on. So I really wish y'all would call in if you want to. Call in. Let's talk a little Q. Let's see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Let's check it out here. Let's go over to the Facebook, the Twitter. We love to do that also. Let's do a little advertising. You know, I know it's hectic sometimes to sit down and want to call into a radio show and talk barbecue. But, guys, that's what I'm here for. That's why I'm here. That's why I've been here. That's what I keep doing and continue to do. I keep working with it. You know, there's a big competition this weekend. The Metropolis, the home of Superman, Metropolis, Illinois. I would love to go down there and cook this weekend. And I tell you what, I've got a catering event Friday morning that just come up this morning. I've got work to do all day tomorrow. I've got to prepare for this catering event for Friday morning. Illinois is about 3 hours away, that particular location here from West Tennessee. I would love to go. I'm going to try my best to roll out, go down, let the smoke roll, set up, cook a little Q, do a little do, and maybe get a call or two. You never know, and I would love to go. So if you go into Metropolis, Illinois, we'd love to hear from you. Call in, tell us a little bit what's going on, what you want to do. All my guys in the Tennessee Barbecue Association, proud of them. Glad they're around as well. TBA continues to grow. You know, we're just not taking no for an answer. We're going to keep on keeping on. We can't make everybody happy all the time, but we sure try. You know, and it's all about that, and we're just going to keep working it and keep rolling with it, and that's what we're going to do. Tennessee Barbecue Association, that's www.tbabbq.com. And love to have you check in. You can get in touch with me. I can definitely tell you how to become a member, be a part of the TBA family. We just keep rolling. So call in, guys, 347-202-0263. Got some other things going on. Got a lot of excitement, exciting things in the barbecue world that's happening. You know, they just don't. Everybody wants things to go and happen overnight. And let me tell you, I can tell you from personal experience, I want it just as bad as everyone else, and it doesn't go that way. It doesn't happen that way. We've cooked a long time. We worked a long time in the cooking, barbecue competition. It don't happen overnight, guys, and it takes a lot of work. You got to be true to yourself, stand up, represent, do it right. have some standards and values about yourself, and it will happen. It will come to you, just like all my sponsors. You know, like I said before, Green Mountain Grills, Sweet Smoke Q, Talk Texan Barbecue, Junior's Rub for Grub, Dagle's Barbecue Sauces. I mean, you know, that's just to name a few. You know, Best One Tire right there out of Jackson, a huge tire company. Thankful to have them on board, helping me out. Anything anybody does helps. You know, I've got to give a big shout-out to my national charcoal sponsor, Frontier Charcoal. Guys, my cooking game has changed up since I started using lump charcoal and got away from strictly hickory. And I like the flavors. I like the color of the meat. I like the smoke ring that I'm getting. I'm liking the flavor profiles, I tell you. I would have never believed it in a million years if someone had told me that I would prefer using lump charcoal over hickory slabs. But honestly, I got to say it honest. I'm thankful to have Frontier helping me out. That charcoal is phenomenal. I cooked 30 racks of ribs last week on about a bag of charcoal on a big pit, and that's an accomplishment for me. I was proud to do that. Of course, I still like my hickory. I like some chunks in there on that lump charcoal, and, you know, you can't go wrong doing that. I mean, you just can't do it. Frontier Charcoal, check them out. Grab you a bag. Dollar General stores have it. Lowe's carries Frontier Charcoal. You won't be sorry. That lump charcoal is on the money. Just like my cooking pellets that I use. You know, Pat McGrath right there at Country Boy Wood Pellets. I just got to say thank you to Pat because he's got some fine product. Those Country Boy Wood Pellets burn up, no ash, very little ash residue in the bottom of your pellet cooker. Mine especially, Green Mountain, runs wonderful on those Country Boy Wood Pellets, I'm telling you. Got to give them a big shout-out. Check them out on Facebook. If you can't get in touch with them, get in touch with me. I will hook you up, just like Maverick Housewares. Maverick Housewares, got to give them a big shout-out. As always, they come on board a long time with me, a long time ago, and I always have to give them a shout-out, just like Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Mr. Bill Arnold, give Bill a big shout-out. Give him a big hug. Great fella. Going to be having a barbecue contest in July of 2015 right here in Jackson, Tennessee, KCBS event. It'll be a good event, so we got to keep our eyes and ears open for that. It is coming. Also, cookshack.com. Go to Cookshack and look at everything they have under one website. They've got it all going on. And as always, got to give a big shout-out to Grill Greats, Mr. Brad Barrett. I tell you what, grill grates are great because I used my grill grates last weekend in the steak category and come home with a first-place call in ribeye steak. So, you know, that grill grate sure helped them out a lot. Meat Rake, one of my original sponsors, got to give Spider a big shout-out for Meat Rake. Guys, check out MeatRake.com. Very inexpensive tool, well worth the money. And one of my newest sponsors, got to give them a big shout-out. They have got some fantastic knives. Mad Cow Cutlery, right there out of Texas. Guys, they have got a line of knives made in Portugal called Gero. Extremely, extremely well-balanced, razor-sharp, comfortable using knives. That Gero brand is phenomenal. I mean, I wanted to say, I can't believe this knife made that much difference, but it did. So give Mad Cow Cutlery a big shout out. Go to the website, check them out. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. They're very, very reasonably priced, good quality knife, and you can't go wrong with something like that. I mean, we're all looking for a value. We're all looking for quality. We're all looking for something that will hold up. Guys, you take care of this stuff, all these products will hold up They're good quality products. So, you know, I got to give them all a shout out. So thankful to have them all helping me out. And don't know what I'd do if I didn't have them. You know, I really appreciate every one of them. And they have just got some phenomenal products. I do have to give a big shout out also to Milo's Sweet Tea. If you've ever heard of Milo's Tea, Milo's Sweet Tea, you can go to Facebook, check them out. You can go to www.milostea.com. You get it in about any grocery store across the nation. They have got some fantastic Southern-style sweet tea. And while I'm bringing up sweet tea, we are actually going to have here in West Tennessee, in McKenzie, Tennessee, in August, on the 15th and 16th of August, we're having the second annual Southern Fried Food and Sweet Tea Festival. That's right, the Southern Fried Food and Sweet Tea Festival. It's right here in McKenzie, Tennessee. It will be advertised in Southern Living, Tennessee Tourism, the Farm Bureau Magazine, Nashville Networks, Memphis Networks, Jackson, Tennessee Networks. We're going big because we're not going home. We're going to the Southern Fried Food Festival right here in McKenzie, Tennessee in August 15th and 16th. But we've got to give Milo's a big shout-out for becoming our official tea sponsor, and also Lodge Cast Iron Cookware. Lodge is made here in Tennessee. It is a USA-made product. If you want a cast iron skillet, check out Lodge. I've got to give Mark a big shout-out for helping us out right there at Lodge. They're going to be our official cast iron cooking skillet. We're going to have an Aunt B's Southern Fried Chicken Throwdown. We're going to fry up some catfish. We're going to have fried foods everywhere, fried desserts. I mean, it's going to be crazy. People are going to be frying up food like it's going out of style. And this is the South, so we're going to have a big old glass of Southern sweet tea with lemon and sugar. That's the way I roll. I like it, and that's how I roll with my sweet tea. A glass full of ice. But, you know, a lot of excitement going on about the Southern Fried Food Festival. Proud to be a part of it. It's going to happen August 15th and 16th, guys. We're going to have a fried food contest. Welcome to come down. It's very, very affordable. They're going to be paying out some money for a fried food contest. So come on down, join in the fun right here in McKenzie, Tennessee, August 15th and 16th for the second annual Southern Fried Food and Sweet Tea Festival. Let's see. Let's go back to our studio, check it out. Let's refresh our boards. We have some things going on. Blake Moody sitting here listening. Blake, big shout out to you, buddy. I always appreciate you kicking in. And anytime I do anything for you, let me know. Blake Moody, Tortoise Chew, he's got it going on. He's always working. He's always cooking it up. Got to give Blake a big shout-out. We've also got a couple others in the chat room. Got to give Kevin a big shout-out there. Kevin, glad to have you with us, too. We're just talking a little bit, yapping our gums. We're going to talk a little chicken. I'm going to talk a little chicken tonight because my last two competitions, I turned in some spot-on KCBS chicken, TBA chicken, you know, and I tell you, it's just where the local judging comes in, you know. It's just flavor profiles, and they don't like it. But I tell you what, I'm cooking. I've got a good chicken game, and love to cook chicken. I love to prep chicken. I know you might think I'm crazy saying that, but I do like to do up some chicken. I like to cook chicken. Also, I like to cook brisket. I love to cook pork. I mean, I tell you what, I've got an injection for pork now that is spot on, that is hit every time I've used it. And I tell you what, I'm just going to tweak it and keep hitting more and more and more. And, you know, there's another big topic. What kind of sauce do you like to finish your pork with? You know, some guys cover it in floats and sauce. And others, like myself, I like to put a thin layer, just a little bit of sauce on top of it. You know, what's your preference? Call in. Love to hear from you. 347 202-0263, guys in the chat room. If you want to answer some of those questions, I would love to pass it on. Sauce on those chicken pics you've been putting on Facebook have been some of the best looking. I'm gonna tell you something, Blake. I appreciate that. You know, I have I've been working on my chicken, and I've got the glaze down. I've got a look down. I've got a flavor that chicken. I'm telling you, it's moisture. It's got a smoke ring. It's just pink inside. It's got a pretty old red color to it. I do a lot of things to my chicken. I'm gonna tell you, I devein them. I tendinize them. I do them up, and my chicken really has come, I want to say, 180 around. I mean, I've got my form down. I've got them shaped perfectly. I would almost say shaped perfectly. I size them where they're all very similar in size, the flavor, and I'm telling you, I'm using Daigle's barbecue sauce. I mean, there's a secret right there. He's got some fantastic sauce for chicken. Go to his website, Daigle's Barbecue Sauce, and mention my name. Get that 15% off your order. But it's good stuff. I use some rubs. I use several rubs on them. I tell you what, I like doing chicken. I'm proud of my chicken. I mean, it looks good. It tastes good every time I do it. My weakest chicken I've done all year was my KCBS Tupelo chicken, and it was bland. I'm telling you, it was pretty, but it was bland. It didn't have no flavor to it. But I tell you what, I've got a pot to it now, buddy. I mean, it ain't gonna light you up, but you know you're gonna take a bite of my chicken. You know it's chicken. You know, I know Facebook don't let you taste them, but I tell you what, they some spot on chicken. I thought about going and getting some thighs tonight, just working on some. I tell you, I'm gonna try to squeeze in and go to Metropolis, Illinois this weekend. I know there's several TBA guys going down there, and there's several guys that I know that'll be there. Metropolis is going to go down. I don't know how many's there, but I called to make sure I could actually go and set up, and they said, come on, we'll be glad to have you. So Hog County might roll down to Tupelo, but they're going back to Tupelo in March, but we're going to try to roll to Illinois, go into Metropolis, home of the Superman. And let the smoke roll down there, I tell you. You never know, we might try to make it happen. It's going to be wide open. Whew. I don't even want to think about it, but I'm telling you, it's going to be hammered down, wide open. It'll be a tough cook because I've got to feed 100 Friday morning for a cater event here in town. So, you know, we're just thankful to have the job and have to do that, and the competition comes in second, but sure would love to go down to Metropolis this weekend and cook. So who knows? We'll see what's going on, what's going down. We might make it happen. Guys, the number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. You know, I could constantly run my mouth 2 hours, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I want you to call in, tell me what's going on in your neck of the woods. Let's talk a little let's talk a little chicken. We can talk a little brisket tonight. I'll tell you what, all my calls on brisket this year, with the exception of Tupelo, being not done enough, being tight and having to turn it in because it just wasn't ready. But the flavor profile was down, and you give me the time, and I tell you what, I guarantee I'll put out some product. First and second place calls on brisket this year, so... I love to cook brisket. I love to cook pork, ribs, and ribs is a toss-up. I tell you, I cooked 30 racks the other day, had them done within 3.5-4 hours, and I cook them on my pit at a competition 6, and they're still raw, tight, and you can bowl them over, and they're not going to break. So we'd talk a little rib. Love to hear from you tonight, guys. 347-202-0263. I am going to, let's see if I can get this going, working, running. And hang tough with me here. Not going to do it. Let's see. We love this. We love doing this radio show. It is a lot of fun. It is. There is some work to it. You know, some nights that I don't, I'm not able to put as much time into the show as I would love to. You know, I would love to get some guys on here that would get your attention where you would want to call in, where you'd want to listen in. We just keep working it out, see what we can do. Let me refresh this board. Got a few more callers wanting to call in. Guys, punch that number one if you want to be queued in. Love to hear from you. I know I had the opportunity to go down to Texas this weekend, but I just wasn't able. It just wasn't in the signs for me to go this weekend. I had a great partner to go with in crime, and I was going down to hook up with some other great partners in crime, and we were going to cook it up at in Artesia, New Mexico, but I wasn't able to. Wasn't in the sign, so I wasn't able to go. But we got to get a big Smoking X, John Reese, Chad, Jamar. Got to give them boys a big shout out. I know Chef Sarah's headed down that way, I think, today to go down and cook it up in Texas with them. We want to wish her a safe trip to Texas and back, where she be safe, and wish him the very best at Artesia, New Mexico. I noticed Lance Moore. He's got a new Ford diesel truck. So we want to congratulate him on that big new Ford. Also, I noticed Big Mo's got him a new Dodge. So he's got a new Wheezy. So we proud for Mo getting a new Wheezy and some other things. I noticed Junior's up in smoke. Junior Reyes. He's got a new sponsor, Meyer and Mexican Smokers. We want to congratulate Junior on that accomplishment and wish him the very best in his competitions, cooking on that new Meyer and Mixon smoker. I think it's a Vulcan. I'm not really for sure what model or what kind, but I know he's proud to have that. I'm proud for him. You know, guys, that's one thing about me. I've been trying a long time. I've been trying hard a long time. Just to be positive, to try to better myself, never mistreating anybody. You know, you don't want to do that at all. You're not going to get anywhere mistreating people. You're just not going to do it. And, you know, I've been mistreated many times, but I tell you, I'm not going to do that. And I'm proud to see these guys bettering themselves, getting their sponsors, getting new equipment. You know, that's great. You know, I'm all for it. I wish everybody the best like that, you know. If everybody wished everybody the best, it would help them instead of envy or jealousy. You know, I try to stay away from all that as far as I can. So, you know, I'm all for everybody bettering themselves in the barbecue community. You know, I want to help. If I had $1 million, I'd spend it with all my barbecue brothers and sisters. That's a fact. You know, I know what it takes. It's a hard way to go. I've been self-employed since 1987. Started pumping gas when I was 13 years old, working for $1 an hour. So, you know, I know what it's all about to work. It's not been handed to me. That's for dadgum sure. And, you know, you just got to respect what you do. You got to keep moving forward and keep making it happen regardless. So I'm all for you. I'm all for all of you doing the very best you can. I know I'm trying my best to do best. And whether it's been on Barbecue Pitmasters, I had an awesome time on that. I don't care what anybody says. I had a fantastic time. I had the time of my life. Loved doing it. And would consider doing it again. So, you know, I'm all these barbecue shows these guys are out there hitting and humping on, I'm telling you, it's a lot of work. You don't. There's a lot of stuff you don't see behind the scenes that they're doing, and it's a lot of work. And I have a lot of respect for these guys, and I even have much more since I've done some of this. And I don't plan on not doing it. I plan on doing more. You know, if I can get in there and they want to see Chris Chadwick in there letting the smoke roll, showing his purple drawers, by all means, buddy, I'm gonna rock it out and do it. So that's what it's all about. I'm proud to see y'all do good. You know, we all have setbacks. We all have challenges. Lord knows I've had mine. I still have them. Had them yesterday and had many today. But I managed to get home, and I'm on the radio, on the airwaves, talking nationally, internationally about barbecue. Would love to talk to you about what's going on in your barbecue world. Call me at 347-202-0263. Like I say, I greatly appreciate everybody listening to me in archives. You know, we always have a good archive fan base. I know it's hard to sit down at 6 o'clock, 6:37. It's a beautiful day outside. Right now, I need to be outside mowing yards, feeding ponies, working on cars. I've got a lot of stuff I could be doing right now, but I'm here talking barbecue with you, and I sure would love to have you talk a little with me. 347-202-0263. Blake, I still see you there. I'm back on the screen. I'm focusing my eyes a little bit. I guess you call it old age, but I appreciate the compliment. You know, I had fun on the show. You know, even though I didn't get the last call, I had fun, and America got to see a little bit about what I do and how I do it and how I roll. And, you know, that wasn't acting. That was real life. And we just rocked it out and had a lot of fun. Let's refresh this board one more time. You know, guys, I love live radio. This is the way it rolls. But we do have to keep this all freshed out where we know what callers we have coming in. We just rolling with it. But I tell you what, I would love to talk a little Q with you tonight. We're gonna cut her short. We just lost. What did we lose here? Board just went out. It's all right. We'll make it come back on. We're gonna cut her a little short this evening. That's for sure. Would love to hear you call in. 347-202-0263, the same barbecue number to call every night of the week. That's right, I lost my chat. Just hang on, Blake. I've got my chat coming back up. Lost my callers. Just push one, guys, if you want to queue in. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I've been talking. I've been talking to several of my sponsors. It looks like we're going to do the Memphis in May next year. I'm really excited about that. Guys, we're going to line it up, get some sponsors rolling in. We have sponsors that want us to go now. They say, hey, we are with you, and we will help you out. Man, I sure appreciate that, because Memphis in May is a big expense. And we're going to roll down there and cook it up, and just have a big time with it. Whether it's whole hog, shoulders, or ribs, we're going to do either whole hog or shoulders. That's a fact. And we'll go down there and give them all a run for the money. We'll set up and cook it up. We're going to be rolling, letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. We're going to be cooking up ancillaries and cooking up some stuff on the Green Mountain Grills. We're also going to be cleaning it all up with Mean Green, keeping it all clean, keeping it nice and neat. That's important, guys. When you're cooking at a comp, tell you what, it's easy to sling this, sling that, and I've done it, but I tell you what, I like to keep it, my prep area spotless, clean, sanitized, my utensils sanitized, whether it's 110 in the shade or it's 60. I want to keep it all wiped down, keep it neat, keep it clean, keep it in trash bags, you know, keep the meat cold. I do it all. So that's part of the whole show when you go compete. And we sure would love to hear from you. Call in, guys, 347-202-0263. Let me refresh this board, get back over here to our studio room and see what we've got going on. All right. You got it, Blake Moody. You can come to Memphis in May. Just fly right in, baby. Fly right in on the jet airplane right there in Memphis. It won't take any time to get downtown, right on the Mississippi banks. And you got it. You're welcome to come and hang and cook and do whatever you want to do. You just plan on it, and you got a spot. But, yeah, it's really going down to Memphis in May, that is a spectacle to see. I mean, there is a lot of things going on. Them guys are big time. You know, I'm just old pop-up tent cook. You know, I roll in with my pit, styling and profiling. That's right, a little Ric Flair, woo! Yet, you know, it's right, that's my show. I can do a Ric Flair woo if I want to. But no, we go down, roll down big, and just cook it up and have a big time. And I tell you, all the fantastic people you can see and meet, hang out with. The problem is when you go cook and your mind's on your game, you can't visit. So that's why you got to go early that week and hang out and do the do. And you know, you got all those boys, Team Two Sauce to Pork. They've got some great guys on that team. You know, they had some great calls this year. We're sure proud to see them do it up. And Adam, he was, I think he got a real good chicken call this year at Memphis in May. Adam McCullough, Shane Greer, they had a good rib call. They got first place sauce call. You know, they wore it out. Two Sauce, Team Two Sauce to Pork, check them out on Facebook. A bunch of great guys right there. Let's see here. Okay. We have been rolling hard today, that's for sure. I have 17 emails that I hadn't even checked since this afternoon. Tell you what, guys, I have not had time to sit down and do anything today. It's been wide open. So I didn't do any kind of advertising for the radio show. And, you know, I've done it 2 years, and you figure everybody would know by now, and I still have people say, I didn't know you did that, or when do you do that again, or I forgot about it. Guys, you're going to have to start remembering. I want you to call in and be a part. I mean, just be a part. Love to hear from you. 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number to call every show of the week. But I know it's a pretty day. If I wasn't in here doing this right now, I would be outside. I guarantee it. You know, Daryl Mast has got so many irons in the fire right now. He's trying to get all this going. He'll be covering some live Texas events, some New Mexico events still. He travels, he runs, he guns. Telling you, he's a hard-working man as far as barbecue media. And I'm going to tell you, that's not an easy job. It's just as hard as cooking because I did it in Midland, Texas at the Baum School's Best of the Basin Cook-Off. Had a phenomenal time and tried to cover and interview everybody could. I wanted to do them the best job possible. Because I wanted to, you know, I was proud for them to have me down there, and I wanted to do them the very best job I could. I know some of our audio might have been off a little bit because it was windy, and there's a lot of generators everywhere, which that just plays crazy on microphones, especially camera microphones, but. I'm telling you, going and covering a barbecue event is hard work. It's a lot of work, lining the teams up. You think it's bad trying to get somebody to call in? It's worse trying to get a team in front of a live camera and do a little 10-minute interview with them because they all shy. They don't want to get in front of the camera. Yeah, I used to be like that, but I'm not like that anymore. I love to get in it, to talk it, to do it, to have a big time with it. You know, I am what I am. I'm not 190 pounds, Mr. Lean Mean. I'm, you know, I've got some love around my waist. And that's just what it is. Guys, give me a minute. Be right back with you. All right, I am back with you. Apologize for that. Did have to pick that call up. Was one of my sponsors bringing me a check. You know, amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a blessing, and I greatly appreciate it. You know, guys, you just do it right, and you stand tall, and you represent. It's going to come back to you. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. So, got to give, like I say, all my sponsors a big shout-out. I sure greatly appreciate all of them helping me as much as they do. So, back right here, we're live. 347-202-0263, the number to call. It looks like it's going to be a slow night in West Tennessee for me because I don't think I'm going to have any callers want to queue in to talk any queue tonight. And you know what, guys? I understand that happens sometimes. It does, and I know the feeling, and I know what it's like. So we're going to carry on and talk a few more minutes. Going to try to finish the show out. And see what's going on. You know, guys, I created a new barbecue group just because it's not like there's not enough of them. But I will tell you what it is. It's a new group. It's just made from profiles, flavors, recipes. You know, just put it in there. Barbecue smoking, grilling, hot and fast. There's low and slow. I mean, it's just that simple, that easy. Go check it out. Let's see. We got we got a few guys in there already that I invited. Love to have you. Love to have you. More than welcome to come in. Post all your stuff. If you want to come, come on. If you don't, don't. It's that simple. You know, I tell you what, everybody's always asking for likes. If you like it, like it. If you don't, go on. That's just how we roll. That's how it is. I mean, it ain't the end of the world if you don't. But, you know, it's just a place to post some pictures, do some things up, you know, and, hey, I'd love to have you. You know, usually in all these barbecue groups, I'm just going to be honest. You have 5,000 people in that group. You might have 50, and I'm exaggerating pretty damn a lot. You might have 50 that's actually active and post things in the group. Hot and fast, low and slow, you know, that's up to you. Tell you what, depends on the cook is how we're going to roll with it. You know, there's a lot of guys out there with birthdays today. We got to give Jeremy Moyers, the Moyers Competition Barbecue Team, got to give him a big happy birthday shout out. Jay Tenney, right there, Jay, wish him a happy birthday also. Pat Percival, wish him a happy birthday. Andrew Bateman, Michael Johnson, Gerald Ward. You know, wish all these guys, Herman Weiss, wish all these guys a happy birthday. We're going to start recognizing all the birthdays, our brothers, barbecue brothers and sisters. You know, I tell you what, you can't wish them a happy birthday, it's something wrong. I sure like to wish everybody a happy birthday every time I can. I know I do. I make it a point to do that. You know, it's just being kind. Happy birthday, Jeremy. Happy birthday, Jay. Happy birthday to all our smoking brothers and sisters out there. We'd love to barbecue pizza oven. That's a cool little piece right there, right here on Facebook, gal. Got a inverted oven to stick on your grates. stone inside and cooks your pizzas up. Man, that looks good. I'd love to have a good barbecued pizza right now. If you've never tried it, fire that pit up and put it on. One thing I will do this evening, after the show, is do me up a cold brew, and I'd like to have a little pizza tonight. And I tell you what, nothing wrong with a pizza on a smoker. A smoker will do it and can do it. 347, guys, 202-0263. Call in, say hi, bye. Kiss my butt, let the smoke roll, whatever you want to do, guys, before I finish her up tonight. Charcoal grill, a pizza is good if you never, yeah, it's good. I'll tell you what, it's fire. Sure would like to do one right now. But honestly, tonight, probably I'm going to have me a cold beverage. And I got a ribeye that I cooked the other night that I actually didn't eat. And a little salad with that. And my old butt's dragging right now. It's probably going to be some good times. I'm going to have a ribeye steak, a salad, and a cold beer, a Coors Light. I'm telling you, that sounds like it's going to hit the spot. But it has been a beautiful day today. We have been busy. We have been constantly going. I'm going to be doing a cater event Friday. I'll be doing rub smoked pork loin. I know that is I don't know if that's an FBA category or a GBA category, but I know pork loin. I'm going to do several smoked pork loins. I'm going to rub them down. I'm going to smoke them to about 135 and pull them. Then I'll set my glaze when I tan them and slice them. FBA has chicken, okay? GBA is pork loin. That's what I was thinking. Also, I'm going to do a sliced, twice-baked potato and garlic sauce. I'm telling you, that just rocks it out. Also, I'm going to do a pasta salad, and I'm going to do my Chardonnay garden slaw. And you're talking about something that rocks that slaw, but it takes forever to cut it up. Because it's all knife work, boys. There ain't no processor on that garden slaw. And I'm going to finish it out with a sweet Hawaiian toasted roll. So that's how we're going. That's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to go with it. And I think it will be spot on. That's Friday morning, and Friday afternoon we're going to pack up, hopefully, and roll to Metropolis, Illinois, and get our cook on. If you're going to a comp this weekend, love to hear about it. Love to hear some of your cook plans, some of your strategies. If you want to share some of them, call in, 347-202-0263. This is a quiet night, boys. Quiet night. We need a little peace and quiet. It's been a hard, long day. Okay, guys. I'm about to try to kick it up here a notch where it's at. You know, I was wanting to do a feel-good intro song. And, you know, that's another thing. I'm ready. You know, I love the hog wild. We go hog wild all the time. Every weekend we get hog wild around here. But, you know, there's some intro songs that I would like to change some out. I don't know what to do. Any suggestions, shoot me a Facebook, message, email, hogcountycookers@yahoo.com. Right there on my Facebook page. I want to get something catchy and something out there. You know, if you got any suggestions, I want to hear them because I want to get more involved, you know, because this could be a lot of fun. And it always is when we have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14 guys in the room talking it up. We have a big time. But, you know, nobody wants to hear just me talk. I'm the last one I want to hear me talk. So, guys, call in. 347-202-0263. We're going to kick it up. Right here the song says, kick it up. Let's hit it and see what it does. Let's kick it up another. That's about all I want of that, boys. Oh, mercy. Like I say, I need some suggestions and would love to hear them. Intro songs, guys. Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it? Kick it up. Did not kick anything up for me. I'm ready to get something that's going to kick it up. But we have a good time right here. You know, like I say, nothing to be shy about. If you got time, call in. We'll talk a little Q. We have a lot of fun. Let's see what this is. I'll tell you. Got some silly stuff on here. Smokestack intro. Let's see what a smokestack is. How was that? I tell you, well, let's try this.
Are you trying to
get
crazy with this thing? Don't you know?
I tell you. I tell you what, guys, we have a good time in here. Sure, welcome everybody that's in the chat room as everybody is listening in. Number to call tonight, 347-202. Where do you get meats for your comps, local or order over Internet? Well, meat distribution, depending on suppliers and where you're actually from, here in West Tennessee, here in my area, we have two grocery stores in town. It's hard to get what you need there. Now, in Paris, Tennessee, I will say there's a Lakeway IGA, and they have a butcher shop. Those guys do everything in their power to help you. And I like to go support hometown. I really am a local kind of guy when it comes to things like that. I buy USA if all possible, and I want to support local, and I want to support barbecue brothers and sisters. I've never ordered any meat over the Internet. I've always went and picked it out from some of the butchers locally, from Sam's. Upstate South Carolina, okay. You know, if you just, you make buddies with a butcher, and he'll help you. You know, there are some places over the web that you can order. You can get some fine product. But now you're talking premium pork, premium beef. And I've never cooked anything, quote, premium like that. When I go, I've cooked against some guys using it, but I go to the grocery store most of the time. And they'll hook you up. They'll treat you right, just like my steaks. We cut them right fresh off a loin, inch and a quarter, inch and a half thick. And I wanted to end with the rib meat, more of the rib meat on them, because that is more of a textured, marbled, tender piece, you know, and he cut them right off for me right there, opened the loin up and cut what we needed. You go back in the back, you pick out the briskets you want. You pick out your ribs you want. Like I say, there's some great places online to order. And there's some great pork products out there, some great beef products out there. But I go to my local butchers when I can. And if I'm cooking a lot of meat, I've got a meat company I order from, and I pick it up off the truck. I meet them on the side. My office, side of my business, they pull up. I go out, unload the truck, and I do it that way. But, you know, there's several different. What are you cooking? You want butchered, like your pork? Okay, looking for Smithfield. Well, usually the only place I see Smithfield is at Walmart. You know, you got Smithfield, Farmland, Butts and Ribs, you know, XL, Hormel, IBP. As far as butts, you know, I like to buy mine. Well, actually, I order mine, and they come two Cryovac packed. And usually, right now, they're consistently about the same size. But you never know when you order them. You get a case of them. You might get one that weighs 12 pounds, another one weighs 6. And ribs a toss-up. But, you know, Jim Compart, he's on Facebook, Compart Duroc Products. They carry some fine product. And I tell you, I've been talking to and considering very seriously Budell Fine Meats right there out of Illinois. They were actually Barbecue Pitmaster sponsors this year. And I'm really working a deal with them right now. So just find your meat company and send them a message. Talk to them if it's online, if it's locally or statewide on the other end of the state. Start talking to them and seeing, you know, you'll find you something. I really like Carolina Pride, if you can find that. Well, see, Carolina Pride here is really abundant, and Smithfield is really abundant. But I like, well, Prairie Fresh is a pretty good product. I don't care for Tyson chicken or ribs, either one. And our Walmart has started carrying that, but I don't buy a lot of meat from Walmart. Actually, we've got a little town 15 miles away, and it's a superette. It's a small grocery with one register. And they have a meat counter back there that is out of this world. You can go back there and buy whatever you want from him, and he takes care of you, and he's a fine butcher, and it's very reasonably priced. I mean, it's the aisles are wide enough to push one buggy through. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it, brother. I call you anytime. You're more than welcome. You know, it's just kind of slow tonight. I've been busy all day, didn't do any advertising or any promotion for it. And anytime you want to call in, more than welcome. Get a few of your cook buddies to call in, and y'all just carry on and have a big time over the air. That's what I like. That's what it's all about. I know Blake Moody, he calls in and gives us a lot of commentary, colorful commentary and conversation. When he calls in, he's working too, unfortunately. But, guys, y'all just call in anytime. stay in the chat room anytime. Put it up there. I'll try to relay back. You know, we'll just go with it like that. Also, guys, y'all want to call in 347-202-0263. That is the number to call tonight. I'm seriously thinking about when the show is over tonight. You know what I'm going to be doing? I want to sit down, turn on the $6 Million Man, and have a big old time eating something and drinking a cold beer watching $6 Million Man. So we're going to wrap this show up a little early tonight. I've got a lot of Facebook activity, got a lot of Twitter activity. Y'all bear with me right here. But you know what, guys? If you've got a sponsor, if you know somebody sponsoring somebody else, give them a big thank you. Shake their hand. Tell them you appreciate helping our sport. If you're going to a cook, represent. Go put your best cook on. Have a good cook. Regardless of the calls, if you get a call, great. If you don't, you're still a winner because you went to that competition and got the cook. You know, there's been a lot of times I would like to go that I just can't go. And anytime you get an opportunity to go to a competition, cook, no matter, calls or not, I mean, it's going to be a good time because you get to go. You know, a bad cook is better than a great day at work. That makes sense. It does to me. That's all I do anymore, talk about anymore, is barbecue, cooking, competing. Sponsors, that's my whole 360-degree all the way around me. My whole aura is barbecue, whether it's barbecue superstars, Hog County Cookers, Chris Chadwick, Let's Smoke Roll Show. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, we're constantly all talking barbecue. We cooking barbecue. We cooking it up. We doing it up, and that's what it's all about. So. I appreciate each and every one of you. Got a lot of guys on here tonight. Appreciate them calling in to listen. It looks like Barbecue Crawl is coming back on Travel Channel Wednesday, July 2nd. So we all need to tune in and see what's going on. That's great news. I have to share that because, you know, that's what it's all about, guys. Proud for them. Share it. Can't wait to watch. I enjoy watching barbecue. I enjoy talking. I enjoy cooking. And I enjoy talking with people that enjoy talking about it. You know, that's what it's all about. I enjoy it. Back up here. Well, guys, I tell you what, we're gonna knock her out. We're gonna wind her up. I'm gonna hit a couple songs. I'm just about. I've got so many things going on in front of this computer. Tell you what, Studio Board is running really smooth tonight. Appreciate everybody listening in. Everybody in the chat room, the number to call is 347-202-0263. If you don't know that number by now, it's time to program it in your phone and save it. This is Chris Chadwick talking a little barbecue. We are just talking, trying to enjoy our show tonight, trying to... spread the word of barbecue. That's what we do. That's what we've always done. That's what we will do. So, guys, I tell you what. We're going to wrap it up here. We'll cut her off a little early tonight because we just don't have the activity. I mean, it's a pretty day. Blake Moody, I appreciate it, brother. The governor is in the house. Well, we just talking it up a little bit, you know. I'm like everybody else. I like to carry on interesting conversations. I love to have guys call in and bring up facts and bring up what is or what do you do. Or, you know, that's what this show's about. And when you don't have the callers calling in, it's harder to keep the interest and keep everybody rolling and going. Now, you know, meat, like Kevin asked about meat, Smithfield, Carolina Pride, you got Prairie Fresh, Farmland, Smithfield, IBP, XL, Hormel. You know, you got all those premium cuts of meat. A lot of different meats. It just depends on what your local grocer carries. You can order any kind of specialty or prime piece over the internet, and they'll get it to you. And then, I mean, it's packaged. And I tell you what, there's a good chicken out there. It's, well, I can't think of it now. Hold on a minute. It's here in Tennessee. And it's really premium chicken. It's about $50, $60 for 20 pieces. And I want to say Springs, Mountain Spring. Can't even tell you now. I'll put it on. I'll post it. But different brands of chicken. It's a premium piece. Springer Mountain Farms. You got it. That's it, Blake. That's a good brand of chicken, but I'm going to tell you, all my chicken that I cook competition, I buy it right there at Lakeway IGA. I don't go to Kroger. I don't go to Walmart. I buy it at Lakeway IGA, and I tell you what, it's some fine chicken. And it's not Sanderson Farm. It's not Tyson. I mean, it's some fine stuff. Guys, I'm going to... I got to take a quick break. Be right back with you. Just put you on.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and I know for sure.
All right, guys, I am back. I thought I'd actually left the building and shut her down, and I just looked down, and we're back on. Check, check, check. Are we live right now? I think we are. We got a caller in queue. Let me get this guy in right here. Caller 904. You got Chris Chadwick live with you. What's going on this evening? Who have we got?
What's going on, Governor?
Hey, brother. How are you? Just finishing up here at
the old Moody Work headquarters. So it's going,
see,
going good.
I'm sorry I didn't recognize your number, but it just I've been wide open all day. It has been one of those days, and I just met one of my sponsors. He just come by the house and brought me a big check, so I was excited about that. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And looks like if I can get the cater event done for Friday morning, I'm going to pack up and roll to Metropolis, Illinois, home of Superman, and let the smoke roll with all the big boys down there. Go cook cook up four categories and have at it.
Yes, sir.
What about you? You got anything planned or in the books or done anything lately?
Man, it's been pretty busy. Work's been whooping my ass, but the barbecue's going pretty dang good too.
Good.
Catered for 100 last weekend, and man, just came off really well. Real happy customers. Food was awesome. You feed some barbecue like this. I'm not saying our barbecues from another planet. It's just good. Comp style barbecue a little bit, and they never had nothing like this. You put on some good bread. You talked about your coleslaw earlier. We cut our own, I use a food processor, I'm lazy, but, it's a from scratch sauce, the barbecue sauce from scratch, and they love it, man. And then, coming up this weekend, I'm going to be honest, Chris, we're cooking the biggest comp we've ever cooked before, and, got my ass kicked before, but I think it's going to be on a whole new level this weekend.
Just go and concentrate on your cook, and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. What categories are you cooking this week? Chicken, pork, brisket, ribs.
Yeah, there's four of them, and it's kind of unique. It's like it's unsanctioned, but the this promoter around here. Really great guy. People love cooking his events, and he works for Fernandina Beach, so he's got like access to like this beach, like on the it's a park, like beachfront park. So it's an unbelievable location, and he's pulling in teams like Rescue Smokers, the last like five or six FBA teams of the year. They're coming up here to. It's about an hour from Jacksonville, but it's the big boys, man. And you're exactly right. I was talking to my teammate today. I was like, look, man, we're gonna focus on cooking the meat correctly. I don't give a shit if I forget rubs and spices and lawn chairs or whatever. We're gonna focus on cooking that meat properly, making it look as pretty as we can in the box, and we're gonna have a good time. And I don't, where we fall is where we fall, but that's all we're going to focus on.
Well, that's it. I'm going to tell you something. When you go to a competition, and execution is what messed me up in my last one, I'm telling you, it don't matter how long you cooked. Execution, yeah. As long as you don't burn it up or turn it in half-cooked,
yep.
you're already three-quarters of the game ahead of everybody else.
Yes, sir.
So concentrate on your cook. Make sure it's done, but not overcooked. Just cook it. and as long as you execute it right, you, like I say, you're already two-thirds of the way home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my flavor profiles, I like what I like, just like you like what you like, and you cook it towards that flavor profile.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, just like I said, my chicken, this last two cooks, did not score well. But it was some of the best chicken I have yet cooked.
Yeah.
You know, I think one, it was a little too spicy for one group of people, this last cook and the cook before, you know, how I get that glaze and how I get that look on that chicken. You know, I've got the glaze. Yeah. I've got it down. I've got the chicken down. It's just this goes to show you, and I'm not bad-mouthing all our small-town festivals and cooks, but you got to change your cook to lay smaller cooks, because if you don't, you're not going to hit.
Damn it, them small cooks. I was talking to a good buddy of mine today who's an excellent cook. He'll be whipping my ass this weekend. He'll be one of the teams. He was like, Blake, I finished it was like some little local VA cook or something. He's like, Blake, we finished dead ass last to ribs, and the very next weekend won the first place rib call in like 60-plus teams. He's like, we cooked the same damn ribs with the same damn recipe. He's like, tell me that's not some bourgeois.
Well, that's just how it is. That's how it works.
Don't change that chicken, dude. That I don't know what it tastes like, but that it looks amazing. Amazing looking chicken.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but I do. You know, if I put it out there like that, it's going to be good, or I ain't going to put it out there. You know, I mean, it's good. I just. And I've got a good palate, you know. I know what's going on, you know, I don't know. I'm telling you what, on this pork, I'll have to fill you in on the pork, but we can't do it over the air.
Please do, man.
I'll fill you in on the pork.
Please do. That's my worst category, I think.
Well, I'm telling you, if you start putting this injection in it, it won't be.
Okay.
I mean, it just changes the whole flavor of it, you know. And I used to go dirty smoke, heavy, and salt it down, you know, and always scored pretty good. But the inside never had the flavor, okay?
Yep.
Now, with this injection, it just makes it pop, I'm telling you. And it just puts the right stuff to it. I'm telling you, it's good. And, you know, and it took me a while. I had some people help me with a few things, and I'll tend it your way. But you'll definitely like the injection.
Hey man, I'll throw you a chicken tip off the air. You throw me a pork tip off the air. We've done okay on chicken. It don't look like much, but it scores. I didn't even inject a brisket or a pork butt till starting last year. And I tell you, ever since I've been injecting them, they're not worth a damn. So, I'm not super crazy about what I'm using. I'm not going to badmouth any product. And
right. I understand.
And
well, there's.
And I ain't gonna. I'm not gonna say it's a product either, but I'm just saying I'm up for it, you know.
There's different products that hit the different times, you know. Just because it hits this time and just like, you know, it doesn't mean it's gonna hit next time. And we're not bad mouthing them. I don't bad mouth any products, you know. There's some I don't care for as much as others. You know, there's some I've tried, and they say they win on them, and I'm thinking, how in the world are you going to win on that? You know, I just don't get the flavor profile that you're getting.
Yeah.
So,
No, it's good stuff what I'm using, but hey, I'm no good with it. You know, I'm not going to throw it out or nothing, but, you know, proof's in the pudding, man.
Well,
I ain't doing shit with that pork butt, for damn sure.
Well, this injection, I'm going to tell you, this injection, it's got a good flavor, it's got a little saltiness to it, it's got some sweetness to it, and it doesn't change the color of the pork. It gives it a good color inside. It doesn't turn it dark, it doesn't turn it gray. It's got a good color to it. I'm telling you, you need to get you some Frontier charcoal, Blake.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of charcoal you're using, but you need some Frontier charcoal in the stumps and try some of that lump.
Yep.
And because I'm telling you, it's made a huge difference in my appearance and my colors on my pork and on my ribs.
Yes.
Now, that's no lie. Used to when I was going straight hickory, I'd smoke it up and she'd be black as ace of spades. You know, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had a good flavor, but it just didn't have a look for it from nothing. And that Frontier's made a lot of difference, and that's the truth. You know, and I'm going to have to do some, well, I'm going to have to do some modifications to my pit. I'm going to have to cut a stack off it. I've got a stack coming off my hot box, my fire box.
Yeah.
That I'm losing a lot of heat on, but I had to have it when I was cooking slab hickory because, you know, you light that slab up and it would smoke you out. It looked like a house burning down, okay? So I had to have that rear stack. I had to have that rear stack to get rid of a lot of that dirty smoke.
Yep. Yep.
So, but now with the Frontier, I don't have dirty smoke. I'm using hickory to try to smoke her up some, but I don't have any dirty smoke.
That's one of the first things I learned. I don't know who the hell taught me. It's just because I was cooking on like a stick burner.
Yeah.
I would use my charcoal as my fuel source or my heat source, and my my spliff as my smoking wood. You know?
Right.
And someone turned me on to some lump, and I'm going to be honest, I use the lump that I can most easily find. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm lazy. And, you know, across the damn street, you know, the Walmart carries the Royal Oak.
Right.
I'm not sold on it. It don't make it taste like nothing. It's, you know, I think it's burnt down, it's oak, but it don't. It ain't a flavoring wood. You need to use some smoke wood. I don't know what the Frontier's made from, but that the lump burns clean, and that's what I really like about it. When I use it, you know, I now I'm using a gravity feed. And some people they're scared to use a lump in a gravity feed because they're scared that it's gonna lock up on them. That's bullshit, because I've been cooking on a gravity feed for a while now, and if you're careful and you don't put the gargantuan pieces in there, then what you're going to have is way less ash, and I know you recognize that with your steak burner. You load that thing up with Frontier, and you'll be like, damn, that's less than a few briquettes of the blue bag of another product I won't badmouth, you know?
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't have ash. I really don't. I don't have the ash.
Because that Frontier is wood. It's 100% wood, you know? I love it. Next time I see it, like you said, that's a national brand, and I guarantee they have that where I live at. Keep my eye out for that.
Well, it's changed, like I say, it's changed my cook-up quite a bit. It sure has.
You don't got to carry a half a quart of wood to.
You got it. You know, I don't even. You know, I carry four bags, and I'm bringing it home with me.
Yep.
And so, I'm telling you, It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I have got, listen here, I'm surfing on Facebook that I always check, and I hadn't checked this lately, but I have got 977 likes on my cook page.
Woo!
I'm proud of that.
Close to a big number.
Yeah, I've got, it says invite friends. I'm inviting some friends. And let's just see how many we'll see if I can kick over 1,000. I'd like to kick over 1,000. But who knows? I tell you what, I hadn't been on Facebook as I like, you know, I really like Facebook. I love to work it. But I hadn't been on. And you know, I like the Facebook. You can communicate with everybody. You got all kind of stars and friends out there, you know, in the cook world that we respect. You know, some people, we look up to some of these guys, and some people say, who are they? But that's the same with country music. You know, they could be the rockin'est star of country music today, and I wouldn't know who they were, and I wouldn't, you know, think 2 seconds about, you know, just carrying on about them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Facebook will get you connected with all these people,
now, you're right, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, you. Now you said you can send a damn, you can send your damn hero a dang question and they'll answer it. You know?
You got it.
Oh, that blows my mind.
You know, I mean, some people. Yeah, you're right. You can. You sure can, and it's really cool.
Oh,
but, you know, they're
yeah.
regular people like we are, and the more people, more of them I meet, the more I like them. You know, everybody's got their own ways. Everybody's got ways about them. You know, that's just life. But overall, they're just really a good bunch of people.
I tell you, one of the very biggest stars I can think of, also one of the nicest, Melissa Cookston.
Yeah.
I took her class a couple years ago, and Chris, I mean, it was like a wild hair up my ass to go drive out to Mississippi to go take this class, and be honest.
Yeah,
I'd never even been to a big barbecue competition before, but someone kind of saw me into, like, I think I had a grill and I was cooking at the house, but he was like, a good buddy of mine and a real good cook was like, if you want to compete, go take a class. And I took that to heart, so I just found the best person I'd ever heard of, and she happened to have a class, you know. So funny thing is I drove out there and I didn't fly. It'd been way cheaper if I'd have flown. I didn't know that. But, man, I try not to bug her, but, you know, if some great shit happens in Tortoise Q world, man, I'll send her a message, and she's like genuinely like excited for me. And like I said, I try not to bug her.
I got you. I don't carry on. I'm not going to worry them, you know, because I respect them. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference in respecting, and you respect her, and you're not going to bug her. I understand that. You know, there's a lot of great people out there that I really look up to and I respect. And I'm not going to just bug them and, you know, hell, I hate to ask them to make a picture with them, you know, but I do. And just like, you know, when we went to Memphis in May just had a fine time and just got to hang out with, you know, the guys that I got to meet on Pitmasters, you know, actually got to meet and talk to. They were so... You know, I seen him, he come over and shook my hand, hugged me, and I said, come back and hang out with us. You know, now how often do you get something like that?
Oh, man, I got the funniest damn Myron story, man. I just don't know if I'll tell it to you on the air.
Well, you...
No, it ain't bad. It is funny as shit. And I'll tell you, and we can tell it on the air later. But,
there you go. That's what we'll do. But, you know, like David Q, Danielle, I just shared one of her posts a while ago. You know, Barbecue Crawl's coming out early, July 2nd. I can't wait to watch it. And I just shared her post, and she come back, thanks for your support. Appreciate you sharing it. You know, and I'm glad to share stuff like that. And if a team invites me to like their page, you know what? I go like their page. You know, it ain't no skin off my back, and I like to go see all this different stuff. Like I say, I'm a supporter of people in barbecue regardless. You know, I'm looking at all these cooks on my chat list on Facebook, you know, whether they local, Texas, Florida, it doesn't matter. You know, I try to support and help them as much as I can. And Lori Frazee, I got to give her a big shout-out again. I just love her to death. And appreciate the world out of her for helping me all that she did. And, you know, and I'm gonna do something for her one of these days just to do it for her, because I appreciate all her help she did for me. I mean, she's a super great person. And I'm proud she does her show. And, you know, you know, a lot of people say, well, don't call into that show, call into this. You know, I ain't like that. I support all of them. I support all their shows, you know?
Yep.
You know, when I hear people say, well, I wouldn't call into that show, but I'll call it. Dude, don't be that way. You're not supporting it. Be real. Be real.
Act like they're cheating on them.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm going to support them all. I mean, I just really am. I mean.
Yeah.
But
now, they're all cool, man. Lance is cool. Lori's cool. I met her a few times. Sometimes, I mean, usually they're just hanging enough hours in the day, you know.
I know it.
I still listen to that Whiskey Dent show.
Here's Lori. I know.
You know. I don't have nothing against any of them. There's too many good shows, honestly, you know.
I know. Well, I've always been a supporter. And, you know, like Lance, he first started calling into my show. And just like the Lulu Boys, when they did their stuff, they started calling in. They started calling into my show, and we helped them out. And John Rees, you know, I tried to help all them guys.
Yep.
And that's just the way we roll. That's the way we roll. We support barbecue. Daryl Mast, you know, he's a super great guy. He's hard working. He keeps it going too. So,
you ain't lying with that. I saw him down at that FBA last year near the end of the year. He was one of those dudes I really wanted to meet, because just think the world of him and what he's done for, you know, exposing barbecue to...
Well, yeah.
I mean, just all over barbecue superstars, you know? That's the hardest man, working man of barbecue, you know?
I know it.
He's a white James Brown.
You got it. I know. Yeah. He is. He's a hard worker. And it's a lot of work. I did that. I did that in Midland, Texas, and that was a lot of work. You know, and then the pressure's on, because you want to cover everybody and everything you can, and want to talk to everybody and get it filmed, and you hope it sounds good and hope it looks good and hope you coming off like you need to. And it's a lot of work to it. There's a lot of pressure on that.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you, it's I'm just a barbecue supporter. We're just going to keep rolling with it. I like it all. I really do.
You're a big part of it, man. You're a big part of it. There's
I just get out there and have a good time with it. And like I say, I try to keep a smile on my face. Lord knows I'm challenged a lot of times. Keep a smile on my face and support and stand up and do it right. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
You meet so many good people. I mean, they're all good cooks. And, that's just what can you say? What can you say, Blake? I'll tell you what, brother. I've got to get off here. I've got a ton of stuff to do. And actually, my sponsor come in and dropped off his check. They're on board for Memphis in May again. They're on board for Memphis in May. It really looks like we're going to go down and cook Memphis in May this year, this coming year.
I'm there, man.
You know,
I'm there.
Well, you got a place. You know, that ain't a problem. You got a place. We're going to rent one of them big circus tents and have it up.
Hell yeah.
And have it. That's how we're going to go roll with all that. So,
hey, we're going to rent one of them two-story RVs so Lance can have his little, you know, Coors Light crushing parties on the top floor, you know?
I know. Now, Lance Moore would be one to come down and – Lance Moore would be one. He got him a new truck. He would be one to pull his rig down here 1,000 miles and cook it. I tell you.
Hell yeah.
Lance is a die-harder.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
And he's something else. I like Lance.
Hell yeah. Well, brother, it was good talk to you, man. I don't want to keep
you. You got it.
I want to say hello.
All right, my man. I appreciate you calling in this last few minutes. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Send me a text or call me anytime you want. But have a great evening, all right?
All right, brother. And I wish you luck this weekend, man. You smoke them fools.
Well, I'm going to try to get it together and go down there and cook it. I really am. But I don't have anything together right now, and I do have two butts, and they're froze hard as a rock in the freezer.
Yep.
So, all right. Have a good evening. I appreciate you calling, Blake.
All right, brother, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good evening.
All right. Later.
Later. All right, guys. That was Blake Moody of Tortoise Q. We sure proud Blake got to call in. This show has been kind of slow tonight. We brought some life to it. We've just basically talked and talked about a few points, a few things we talked about during the show. It's always any show is a good show. Yeah, and I appreciate everybody listening in and calling in, and thank you to all my archive listeners and all my guys that's called in to listen in, all the guys that's been in the chat room. I appreciate everybody calling in and listening in and helping to support us. And, you know, that's what we're all about. That's what we're going to continue to be. And I hope you all have a great evening. Chris Chadwick from Barbecue Superstars. We have been letting the smoke roll tonight on the Let's Talk Smoke show. I appreciate everybody. I do want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors one more time. Green Mountain Grills, Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser, Sweet Smoke Q right there out of Florida, Talk Texan Barbecue out of Texas, Junior's Rub for Grub, Dangle's Barbecue Sauce, Meat Rake, Grill Grate. Got to give Blues Hog a shout-out, Mr. Bill Arnold, Maverick Housewares, Cook Shack, Best One Tire, Frontier Charcoal. Can't forget Mad Cow Cutlery. Appreciate everybody helping me out with everything they do. Guys, I greatly appreciate all your support and continued help. This is Chris Chadwick. I invite y'all all anytime to call into my show. This is an open show for all of you. It's what it's all about. Love all of you. Hope you have a great weekend. May your name be called last and heard many times. Be safe in your travels to and from the cook, and just keep it between the lines, and have you a good cook and enjoy yourself. Appreciate all of you. Have a good night, and God bless you.